national headlines, Georgia State news and sports, and the local stories you care about. News Talk 1330 WLPB, Carrollton.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning, we've busted out the cameras again to show our program on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. And if you see nothing more right now, you'll see a good-looking hat and a happy smile on Cynthia Daly. This morning, we're going to talk about a Kentucky Derby fundraising gala benefiting Healing Carroll Families Incorporated. The whole thing put together by Carroll County Bar Association. And that event's coming up. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the event. We'll talk about what it is benefiting with our guest this morning, local attorney Cynthia Daly, sitting to my left, and Thomas Palmer, Judge Thomas Palmer. He is with the Carroll County Juvenile Court. And you guys, we did the show last year, and appreciate you coming back. Hopefully that meant we at least got one or two extra people out there for you being on the program. But it is important even to talk about what you guys are benefiting.
And we really appreciate it, Colin.
We do, very much.
And I suppose people may have heard some of the commercials.
They may have. They've been running for 2 weeks, so hopefully they have.
Well, let us first of all talk about, let's introduce the Carroll Bar Association. What is that group? I'm guessing it's judges and attorneys?
That's correct. It's all lawyers in Carroll County. Everybody is a kind of a de facto member. We have paying members. We meet once a month, and we have guest speakers that come in. And our goal and our mission of the Carroll County Bar Association, of which I'm president, is to give back to the community and also to serve justice in our community in supporting it. And so one of the ways that you give back to the community is figuring out how we as lawyers can help make a difference here. And so our adopted charity, and it is our number one function each year that we do to support, is Healing Carroll Families, which is Judge Palmer's brainchild and really can change lives in Carroll County.
And I would say attorneys and judges, I would guess, have a pretty good eye on what some of the problems are in Carroll County.
Correct.
You see them come through the court. Well, Healing Carroll Families, this is your brainchild, if I remember correctly, from last year?
I guess I can't take credit. We started having meetings probably 5 years ago with attorneys, people involved in the juvenile court, because we had an ongoing problem, and it's been long-ranging and difficult with removing children from families where substance abuse, drug addiction, was the major cause of the problems that made DFACs get involved, and then DFACs asked me to remove the children from the home. And the real problem we all saw was trying to address the problems that caused the removal, heal those families so that we can return the kids to the home. In too many cases, we just saw continued drug addiction, more kids born, and us removing those children, terminating the parents' rights. And you had children who were born with disabilities and all because of the drug addiction, because of the use during pregnancy. And so we had to find something to do a better job at it. And that's where this program came from.
Do you see Healing Families then coming in more so than being called to come in? I mean, they know when their services are needed. I mean, it's not like a family member, was reaching out to you guys for help. I mean, they'll know from the court pretty quickly.
That's correct. And what this really is Healing Carroll Families is a 501c3 charitable organization that supports our family treatment court program. And that's the program we created to hold the parents accountable and also get them a much higher level of substance abuse treatment than we had in the past. So we partnered with Department of Family and Children's Services, Pathways, our local community service board, who was providing addiction and mental health counseling to these people, to put together a new program, new training, higher level of treatment. And then the accountability court part of it is that the parents agree to a protective order where I can hold them accountable. If they don't go to treatment, if they continue to use drugs, I can sanction them. I can make them do community service, and Sheriff Langley works with us to provide community service oversight for us on the weekends. And then I can actually incarcerate them for periods of time to get them back on track. And then also we work with the children. We have specialized parenting. We have oversight of their visitation with the children. We partnered with Douglas County on a higher level of parent and child therapy to start working with some of the problems that were caused by the trauma and other issues within the household before they got removed. It's really an exciting program, and we've had a lot of luck. I mean, I've got parents who I have seen for years with a high level of addiction to methamphetamines that now I have been clean for months, have been engaged in treatment, and the children are actually back in the home doing well with the parents. So to me, it's an amazing thing. And the point of Healing Carroll Families was when we talked about this program and we started talking about creating a family treatment court, my pledge to the county commission was I wanted to do this without asking the county to give any money out of the general fund. I didn't want to ask them to hire any new employees. I didn't want to ask them to pay for the treatment. I thought it was available out there through the community and then also through grants that were available. And we had put all that together. And a key piece to that was creating Healing Carroll Families and raising the money in the public and in Carroll County. And the Bar Association has been our greatest friend in doing this, seeing the need, putting together fundraisers like this. And it has allowed us to create this program without any impact on the local budget.
Judge Thomas Palmer, one of our guests this morning, sitting to his, to my left, rather, Cynthia Daly, local attorney, as we promote the Kentucky Derby fundraising gala, which is coming up in early May, benefiting Healing Carroll Families. Right now, we're kind of going through what Healing Families is, what it does. Has the public been supportive so far financially? You're in 2 years into this right now?
We're 2 years into it, yes. I mean, every year, luckily, thank God, we have been able to raise the necessary funds each year to pay the cost to continue the program and actually grow the program. We started out with an intended amount of 12 parents in it. We raised that this year to 18. I think we're about at 18. I think we were at 17 yesterday, parents involved in the program. And we intend to continue growing this every year.
How many do you think you could, not thinking about how many employees you have, how many families you think would benefit from this? If you could do it, if you could serve every family in our community right now that would benefit from that, what would that number be?
We have right now approximately 200 children in foster care. I think the actual number right now is 205. Out of that, when you look at the reasons they came into care, about 70% of those children came into care because of issues with drug addiction within their household. Now, some of those are multi-children families, but we're really talking about over 100 families that they're drug addicted issues. Some of them are not appropriate for this program because of other issues within it that we couldn't deal with. But I would say we need to have and could have 50 families, 50 parents involved in this program, and I'd love to have that.
I see. I'm picturing all the nonprofits that take a little bite out of all of our issues and things like that. But how many groups do we have locally that you think that are catering to the parents that are being getting involved in drugs
and getting, for the parents themselves?
For the parents themselves, because that seems to be the root of this issue.
Correct.
It'd be hard to say, but there are many, and we work with those too. I mean, we have, just to name a few that have partnered with us, Clemmie's House, which is a wonderful program for mothers who have dealt with addiction issues and provides inpatient treatment. We have placed people there. They work with us. They provide transportation for some of our people. They've been a godsend. We've worked with Restoration and Recovery, which is also a residential program that helps us out, and we've placed people there. As I said, Pathway Center, which is the Community Service Board, which if people don't know, that's the state-funded mental health and addiction resource for treatment that anybody could go to. They've partnered with us. There are a lot of groups out there in the community. Blake's House, I just can't even just sitting here think of all of the organizations. And the point to me is, if we all work together, we can each pick up a piece of what these families need. And that's another reason for this program is each participant is assigned a case manager from the program. And that case manager is responsible for assisting these people, not doing it for them, but assisting these people in finding the resources. We had a mother yesterday. The father has just been released from prison. They're looking for employment. We referred him yesterday to some of the programs that are available for recently released inmates to help them with jobs, housing, things like that. Yeah. Correct. And so, you know, what we try and do is get everybody together, see what they do best, and try and help these people find the resources they need to get back on their feet.
Before we get to our first break, let me talk about your staff. Are they all caseworkers, the whole staff? Or they're...
Well, I mean, yes, we have one full-time coordinator and case manager and one part-time case manager. But also, what this is a team of people that work together. And so the team meets every other week. They each do part of it to lead to then what we're going to do with these families in court. So Carroll County CASA is involved in that team. Mm-hmm. The Department of Family and Children's Services is involved in that team. I have an attorney to represent the parents to make sure we preserve their rights. DFACS has their attorney, their special attorney general, present on that team to make sure that the state's represented as to the rights of the children. And then the children are appointed an attorney and guardian ad litem to make sure that we are taking care of the children's needs, issues of visitation, issues of the children's own treatment, medical care for the children, so that we address those as a whole within the program. And then address those with the parents each time I see them. And I see the parents every other week in court. We drug test them randomly no less than twice a week. 5 days a week, they call in to a number. They're told whether they need to come into our office and have a drug screen. That could happen every day, but it happens no less than 2 days a week. And so we know if they're using or not. And if they relapse, we deal with that relapse. They may spend a couple of nights in jail if they relapse. They may do some community service. But we also do a lot of other things to try and address the underlying needs.
And Colin, another important piece of this puzzle is that if you get this treatment, you get these families back functioning, you get these kids back in the home, they become tax-paying, productive citizens of the community, and they're no longer draining off the community through our jails and other things. And that's why Sheriff Langley is a huge proponent of this program, because he sees what it can do in terms of, A, breaking the cycle with the children, because a lot of children grow up to be drug users because their parents were drug users. They've grown up in that home. So it's breaking the cycle, getting the parents back healthy and employed and functioning in society.
Is there a mark that you have that you're saying this is a successful case? I know it's successful now, and I guess what's the time frame? I mean, do you have to wait 5 years to see if you're successful in your mind?
You can look at that, but I mean, as far as the program goes, they're in the program for 12 to 18 months. Mm-hmm. So we've got a long time, and most of them go to 18 months. Because even if they get clean and during the program, we step them down. But at the end of the program, we're still drug testing them. We're still bringing them in. We're still making sure that they're following up with AA and other programs that we've got them involved in. And we're making sure that the children are good. I mean, one of the points is, and Sheriff Langley's helped us out very much with this, is we have a deputy assigned to us who then goes out and actually checks them in the houses. He will randomly show up at their home in the evening to make sure they're there, if the children are back in the home, to make sure everything's fine. And we continue that through the 18 months of the program. Where we really see whether it works or not is, you know, these kids, if they're in the community and these parents are in their community, if they relapse, then DFACS is going to be called. And if DFACS is going to be called, then they're going to come back into court, and I'll find out about it. But just one example of where it's working, one of our longest-term clients in this program, I saw yesterday. She had had a serious addiction to methamphetamines, had her child removed from her. At the beginning of the program, we had difficulty with her. She was resistant to it. She relapsed, I think, twice early on in the program. She spent a couple of nights in jail on one of the relapses. But at some point, it clicked with her. She got serious. I saw her yesterday. Her five-year-old son is living with her. She has him in school. It was amazing yesterday when I was talking to her, her clicking off when his next dentist appointment was, when his next doctor appointment was, how he's doing in school, how he's acting during the day. This was a different person than I saw a year ago, and I have no doubt that this woman is going to be a success, and this child is going to grow up with his mother in a stable home. She's now a member of this community who's working, paying taxes, taking her child to school, and a year ago that wouldn't have happened.
I have to take a break here eventually, but let me ask one more question. You may have said this in your introduction. Is your program more for the habitual offender or like the first time that you're in court?
It's more for the habitual offender. Okay. But, you know, really, when we get to the point that a child has been taken away from the parents because of DFACS involvement, it is because of habitual use. It's not because they've been caught one time with some drugs. If they're caught one time with some drugs, DFACS will refer them to some treatment, make sure everything's all right, check back up on them. But when we take the child out of the house, it's because of a serious issue.
It's 847, Community Voice Program, brought to you by Tanner Health System here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, and streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning, you can see us on Facebook Live at the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My guests this morning, Cynthia Daly, local attorney, and Thomas Palmer is a judge for Carroll County Juvenile Court. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby Fundraising Gala benefiting Healing Carroll Families, Inc. And we'll talk a lot about that gala when we come back from this first break and try and sell some tickets. We want to sell five tables today.
Yes.
And we'll tell you how you can do that after this break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System. More after this.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Actually, we're not going back in time. It's 848. I think it was 846 before we went to the break. Yeah, 848 right now. My guest this morning, Cynthia Daly, local attorney, and Thomas Palmer is a judge for the Carroll County Juvenile Court. And we're talking about the Kentucky Derby fundraising gala coming up in early May. It'll benefit Healing Carroll Families, and I think we kind of fully described what Healing Families does.
I think so.
In that first segment. So if you missed that, be sure and go back and visit it. You can visit it on the video that will be up here on the website or on the Facebook page. And, of course, you can go back and listen to the audio on our website, newstalk1330.com. Let us talk about the Kentucky Derby fundraising gala.
Yeah, first, man.
And I'm going to say this was your brainchild, right, for Kentucky Derby?
Well, actually, I'm going to give Grace Pippin, who is another lawyer in town. We were trying to come up with what we could do. We were just roundtabling ideas. and the Derby name came up, but it did take a little bit of trying to think, how can I make that into a fundraiser? So we did. Our first year was 3 years ago, and the goal of the Kentucky Derby Fundraising Gala is, A, it's fun. Colin got to join us last year. It's
good food.
Good food, great events. Peggy Robinson does the food for us. And huge shout out to Angie Cruz and the barn at Sierra Springs. When we were looking for a venue the first year, you know, we were out visiting venues. And when we got there, she knew what it was for. She said, I'll donate this venue. And I'll donate it for every year you're going to do this. And so that is a huge expense.
You could have
expense.
Found a better spot either. I mean,
yeah, it's a huge expense that we don't have to take on. And Angie's got a beautiful place, and she's been so kind. And this is kind of close to her heart, too. And that's the reason that she was so generous with her facility. And so we set up. It's not just a barn. We add tents. We have a red carpet as you come in. We've got a photographer on the red carpet. And everybody comes in their Derby attire, hence the Derby hat today. We have a Derby-themed buffet. We have live music with Jerry Rogers. It's going to be our live music. Of course, we have the photographer. We auction off our Derby horses for win, place, and show. And that's our way of just kind of getting everybody engaged in it and, of course, raising some money. And so what happens is whoever gets the winning first, second, third place horses, we just split the money. Through that, it's a lot of fun. And Cade Perrion, one of our other local lawyers, has been very kind in doing our auction. And
he's
very
a skilled
funny.
MC. He is, yeah.
He actually got him started in the MC business. So I tell him now he needs an agent because he does a great job. We also have a best hat contest, which is also lots of fun. My firm and Jonathan R. Brockman, who's, if you haven't met John, but
I've seen
John,
him on a billboard.
You do. He's got box seats at Churchill Downs, which he donates every year that we're able to auction off. There's some blackout dates that go with it just from Churchill Downs side, not us. But we auction that off. And the last 2 years that we've done that, the people that have gone have had a great time, and they send us pictures and have really enjoyed it. So if you haven't been to Churchill Downs, it's big fun. But we live stream from Churchill Downs during the whole event. And, of course, the most exciting 2 minutes of sports. Everybody's on their feet yelling for their horse.
They were there hooting and hollering for the whole 2 minutes.
It is. Yeah. So our goal with the fundraiser was, A, to raise money, but to make sure it's fun, that nobody's going and being bored and everybody's having a really good time, so they want to come back. And so I think we've achieved that. So this year, at this point, I would need to sell 5 more tables. We've had great sponsors. The Sheriff's Office joined on as our first sponsor. Smith, Wallace & Scott is a Quinella sponsor. My firm is a Exacta sponsor. The Duke and Heath Law Firm, they're a sponsor. Candace Rader's office is a sponsor. I'm going to miss some, and I'm going to come back and pick them up. But
you can't forget them, I know.
No, I cannot. I cannot. The Perkins Stutter Law Firm is also a sponsor. We have, and I'm going to pull up my list while we're talking, and I'll get them all in there. But, I mean, I just can't say enough about how much the community has been supportive. And this is not just lawyers. It's a great crowd, young to old. Of course, you got to be 21 or older to come. But it's a great crowd. It's not all lawyers.
Thank God, because I wouldn't have had any fun.
We're boring people, but we can have a good time. And so that was what I was so happy about the first year. I was very nervous until the first guest walked up, and they're in their Derby attire, and everybody just had a great time. So you don't have to be a lawyer to come. In fact, most of our crowd are non-lawyers, and so it's a lot of fun.
I'm going to have to take another break because I took so long getting to that first break, but I'll take that here. I'll give you a couple comments. You know Jay Gill?
Yes.
You familiar with him and his work? He tuned in and didn't know what we were talking about and just saw your hat, and he just thought that was peachy.
Well, thank you, Gil.
Yeah, I would say Jay has been a supporter of this program and has helped us through his community organizations, including the Sertoma Club, and raising money for Healing Carol family.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Good for Jay. He is okay sometimes. Clint Chance, he posted up here, Cynthia Daly, you're a rock star. Thank you to you and Judge Palmer for working hard to help those in need. Looking forward to the Derby. Actually, I sat with Clint. I think, remember that last year.
Yes.
I was at his table. And Justin Richards posting as well. Good morning, Judge Palmer. Thank you for making Carroll County a better place.
Thank you.
We appreciate those comments.
We certainly do.
We'll come back with about 5 minutes, and we're going to let you guys just cram in whatever we didn't touch on to make sure everybody knows about it. And, of course, tell people how they can get those tickets for the Derby and reserve their table. And we'll do that after this break. Actually, going to come back with about 4 minutes. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Hey, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, our show brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, NewsTalk1330.com, and also streaming on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page this morning. If you haven't already, be sure you tune into our Facebook page so you can see Cynthia's hat.
Yes!
If nothing other than her beautiful smiling face.
You're so sweet.
We've got 4 minutes left in the program, and I'm really just going to say, there you go, take it, because I know you need to cram everything in.
I do. I've got three other sponsors, Quinnell sponsors, I want to thank, and that's the Swindle Law Group, Ty Singer Vance, and Michael Flynn Law Office of Michael Flynn. For anybody that would like to attend, or if you just want to donate and can't attend, if you go to www.CarrollCountyBarAssociation.com, all spelled out, write it all out. We own our website. You can just click on table, purchase table tickets. That will take you to an area in which you can purchase tickets, purchase a table, or just make a donation. And at the event, we will have a number that you can just text and also make donations to support Carol. That's what we call that little donation side of it. But we really, this is an important program. It gets people back in our tax rolls, get them functioning society, and get these kids out of this vicious cycle that it's been in. And so it's very important, and I hope the community will come out and support us, because it's a really good time. And there's also pictures on our website from the prior events, and you can check out all the pictures and see how what it looks
just
like.
Google Carroll Bar Association.
Yes. It's CarrollCountyBarAssociation.com, all spelled out. And the Peggy Robinson, the food is phenomenal. That's the one thing I always hear from everybody is the food was fabulous. And I have a mantra: feed them, they will come. And so it's a great, great time. And so I hope that everybody will come out and join us and really support this program, because it makes a difference in our community.
I know it's Derby Day, but have we actually said the actual date?
It is May 4th. Thank you, Colin. Okay. It is May 4th at the Barn at Sierra Springs from 4:30 to 8. You won't be out late. Mm-hmm. The Derby runs approximately 6:30-ish. They don't
But there's a pregame show. I mean, you guys broadcast that as well.
We do. Okay. We have a live feed. We've got TVs and big screens
so
everywhere.
If you haven't watched the horses yet and know which one you want to pick, they do give nice little introductions
they
to all
do.
Of them.
They so do. And we also do a little bio on each horse, so you know the jockey, the owners.
Oh, yeah, you can get about when you order those tickets, you get a whole big package of things. That's
you
right.
You do. We have a bio on all the horses for our sponsor tables. They have some swag that goes with that, some official Derby glasses. We did Derby programs, official programs from the Derby that are delivered on Derby Day. And it is so much fun. And of course, there's some live music going on too for those that want to enjoy that. But it is a great day and loads and loads of fun.
It is. It's good
it
fun.
Really is a great event. I mean, everybody that I've ever gone with, taken there, talked to about it, is just amazed at what a great idea this was and how much fun it makes Derby Day for everybody there.
Is it the Barn at Sierra? Is that what it's called?
It's the Barn at Sierra Springs, which is 1075 Old Four Notch Road in Whitesburg.
And Google that venue. There's some nice pictures in that place. I mean, that'll encourage you to want to be part of this as well.
Yes, it's a beautiful place. Right, go to the website. CarrollCountyBarAssociation.com. All spelled out.
I do hope we got your five tables this morning.
I hope so too, Colin. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For having us.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you guys for coming out. And we appreciate you listening to this morning's program. Community Voice, as always, brought to you by Tanner Health System. News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Have a great weekend.